Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be a lot of anti-Broncos sentiment in this segment. It makes me happy. Hopefully it makes you happy. And let's have a good 3 o'clock hour. Mitch Holthus will be on the show coming up in about 40 minutes. I gave Rob one responsibility today. That's it. One responsibility. I said, bring me Broncos pain. I don't need any help developing topics. I don't need you spending any time trying to track down any guests. Mitch Holthus is all we need on today's show. I need you to bring me Broncos pain. I need you to bring me Broncos disappointment. I need you to bring me things like this.
Will Lutz backs up, takes two steps to the side, says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked. I don't even know what to say.
There's none you can't say. What can you say? You lose. It's time to throw it to commercial. I don't know what to say. I would say the final score, and I would thank our sponsors is what I would do after that game. It's time to go home. That's what it is. So I told Rob today I didn't need any guests. I didn't need any help with anything. Bring me Broncos pain is what I told him we needed. So Rob sent me a Broncos Facebook group. It's called Broncos County. You know, it's just a place that Broncos fans, they come together to celebrate mediocrity. I want to read you some of the comments on the post of the final score, and let's go through them together. Rob, can you hit me with a little bit of music? Do you want me to give you the voice for this, or just read them regular?
I mean, I think some deserve the voice. Let's work the voice in here and there.
This is from a gentleman. His name is Kyle Crawford. As a Denver Broncos fan, I'm not even mad. We played a great game, and in my opinion, we dominated most of it. We still have a long way to go, but it's looking up for sure. Next year, the AFC West will certainly be ours. This is from a man, his name's Anthony. This may have ended in a loss, but for us Broncos fans, it showed us that we can not only hang with the elite, but we can beat them as well. Luck was just on their side tonight, but we'll meet again. And they may not be so lucky next time against us.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is from Devin Rogers. If you watch the replay, that linebacker was way offsides. He launched, and he was already between our linemen before the ball was snapped, and the ref just ignored it. Typical Chiefs win. This is from a gentleman. His name is Tyler. Even if the Broncos had made it, the refs would have thrown some flag and come up with some bull crap just to give the Chiefs another chance. A lot of this is complaining about the officiating. This is from Timothy Eaton. The officials need to call a clean game and just not a one-sided one. Any team that plays against the Chiefs, they get questionable calls against them, which favors the Chiefs. The league needs to do something about this. Fans will think that each game is staged in favor of one team every game. All we ask is to officiate fairly. It's not much to ask for. All right, before we continue on with this, because I'm having fun. Hopefully you're having fun, too. Turn the music off for me real quick, Rob, please. Excuse me. We'll get back to it. If you don't score a single point in the fourth and third quarter of the game, and your team doesn't execute on a 35-yard field goal, I don't want to hear about the officiating, bro. I really don't want to hear about the officiating. certainly not from a penalty in the second quarter of the game. I don't want to hear it. The Broncos had chances to win this game. I don't know if people know this or not. I really don't know this. The game is 60 minutes. And I know this is crazy, but in order to beat the Chiefs, your team needs to play a full 60 minutes to be able to accomplish said goal. We've seen some teams outplay the Chiefs for 59 minutes and lose. If you are arguing that you think the Broncos played a little bit better than the Chiefs on Sunday, I'll give it to you. But last time I looked at the standings, and trust me, I look at the standings pretty regularly. It's kind of the job. There is a W column, there is an L column, and a T column. And what I've learned about football fans over the course of this Chiefs run is they want a MV category. They want a moral victory category. They want a we almost beat the Chiefs category. They want a well, we tried category. You need to get 9 real, tangible wins in order to make the postseason. You can't get 7 wins and then 3 almost wins and think that you can hand that off at the playoff store. No, that's not the way that it works. The Broncos had chances to win this game. They squandered them. The Broncos were up at halftime. They were up heading into the fourth quarter. Find a way to win. That's it. Find a way to win. The Broncos, first drive of the second half, 3 plays, 2 yards, punt. Second drive, 8 plays, 10 yards, punt. Next drive, 3 plays, minus 2 yards, punt. I don't want to hear about the officiating. I'm looking at it. Your 14 plays that you ran after halftime, you guys got 11 yards. Don't talk to me about the officiating and this being scripted. You guys should have scripted your offense a little bit better in the second half of the game. Execute a little bit better. You had the Chiefs on the ropes. You had them. You had a 3rd and 13 in the fourth quarter of the game. DeAndre Hopkins got 31 yards. Get off the field. You had a 3rd and 3 later on in that same drive. Travis Kelce got a 6-yard completion. You know Travis Kelce ain't going way down the field. He stopped doing that 2 years ago. You know if they throw it to Travis, it's going to be a little 4-yard, little dink and dunk play. How is he wide open? I don't want to hear this. Oh, man, the officials. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, no, it's the officials. No, you wasn't good enough. Be better. Hit me with some music, Rob. I'm back. Let me get back to reading. I'm sorry. I had to take a little detour. We're reading from the Broncos Country Twitter account. Why are we not seeing different angles on the last field goal attempts? Was there an offsides? Something's fishy. The Denver Broncos should have won this game. They flat out outplayed the Kansas City Chiefs. The game was on the line. It wasn't a missed field goal, but a block that shouldn't have happened due to poor officiating. It's a very tough loss that was stolen away from our Denver Broncos. This is Sean McDermott. I don't know how Sean McDermott was. He stopped coaching the Bills, and then he's got time to comment on Broncos fan pages. He's got a lot of free time. I called it in the final 30 seconds. The Chiefs are good, but they're the luckiest team we've ever seen. I just knew the refs were up to something. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate all your hard work today.
They were up to something.
The refs were up to something. We don't know what it was, but they were up to something.
Guys, right now, this stuff is fake, bro. I am telling you guys right now, this stuff is fake, bro. This never happens. Never happens. It's fake. It's the Chiefs. It's scripted. I believe it 100%. Not joking. This is scripted, bro. This don't happen. It don't.
It do. It did. I'll play one more of this, and then we'll move on to very serious things. And I will tell you guys my one complaint from Sunday's win. I just have one complaint. Yeah, maybe two. I mean, let me be realistic. I try to be honest with you guys. I have maybe two complaints. So this is the Broncos streamer, Rob. He's a YouTuber. Oh, that's where they really be getting their frustration off. They really get their frustration off. They created a little studio in their basement, and they got all their Broncos stuff up, and they can just scream on the internet. Oh, they love getting mad on those things. All right, I have not heard any of this. I've not heard any of this. Rob put all this together. Thank Rob for all his hard work here. This is a Broncos streamer after the game. Rob put loses his mind after the field goal. Listen to this.
Lutz warming up on the sideline. Oh, my God, we're going to upset him. Assuming we can make this kick. Nothing is guaranteed. Please. Oh, God, please. Will Lutz, do not miss this kick. Will Lutz. Oh, I don't even know if I can watch it, guys. Come on, Will. 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 No! 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 They blocked it! They blocked the kick! Are you kidding me? Oh, what the f***? Oh, my God, no! Oh, f***. I give up. I give up on this sport. What the f***? They blocked 35-yard field goal. Oh, my God, I am done with football.
That was a Broncos streamer as he was watching the Broncos lose live yesterday.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.